Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams, our top local story. A lawsuit filed on behalf of three current and former female dock workers claims pregnant and breastfeeding women face discrimination at the ports of L.A. and Long Beach.
They're suing the Pacific Maritime Association, which represents port operators and the International Longshore and Warehouse Union. The ACLU alleges it can be almost impossible for pregnant, casual workers to get enough hours to gain union membership and highly prized full-time jobs. ACLU SoCal staff attorney Aditi Fruitwala.
There are a few jobs at the docks that could be safe for pregnant people, but they're not assigning those jobs to pregnant people. And so our clients are having to do really dangerous work if they want to keep working and earning money and earning hours.
The suit also claims the defendants have refused to provide even the minimum lactation accommodations. We have reached out to the PMA and ILWU for comment. Nothing yet. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A $12 billion California school construction bond just added to the March ballot. If it's approved, property taxes will be going up.
Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill putting the school bond's fate to the voters. The bond includes billions for colleges, but much more for the younger kids.
A focus on making preschools eligible for state matching dollars, for providing resources for health and safety for our kindergartens, as well as our elementary and middle and high schools.
He says equality is a part of the bill.
We are focusing on those most at need. It's not just the wealthier districts, not just the districts that have the resources to be front and center in these debates. It's those that need to be front and center, that need the support, that are going to be the lion's share beneficiaries of this bond.
Most of the money would go towards modernizing and retrofitting existing schools. Some would go towards building new ones. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
More heartbreaking testimony during the penalty phase at the Hollywood Ripper murder trial. KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero was in the courtroom and has this live report from downtown L.A.
The mother of Ashley Ellerin testified about the day in 2001 when her husband had to tell her that their daughter had been murdered.
I fell to my knees on the floor, and I started crawling around the bedroom on my hands and knees like an animal, screaming. And I was like trying to tell my husband to get away from me, like, stay away from me. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back.
Her husband wept as they hugged before he took the stand. He said the one thing his wife didn't testify about was her scream.
Primal scream. That I'll never stop hearing that. The scream.
Their daughter was 22 years old when she was stabbed to death, stabbed more than 47 times and nearly decapitated inside her Hollywood home. She was set to go out with actor Ashton Kutcher that same night. Now, the jury that convicted Michael Gargiulo of murdering Ellerin, as well as another woman and attempting to kill a third woman, will recommend whether he should be sentenced to death or life in prison. Reporting live in downtown L.A., Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Man from Granada Hills avoids federal prison for his role in running a fake medical clinic where people were able to get highly addictive pain medication.
32-year-old Hike Matossian apologized to the judge, said that he wanted to start a new chapter in his life. Matossian was one of 13 defendants who had teamed up back in mid-2016 to falsify medical records and to get prescriptions for narcotic medications, including oxycodone. The oxycodone was then turned and sold on the street. Hike Matossian and his older brother, nicknamed Maserati Mike, have both pleaded guilty in the case. The older brother has not yet been sentenced, but the younger brother just sentenced to 12 months home detention, 3 years probation. The other defendants, charged with more serious crimes like falsifying medical records, face trial next April. In downtown L.A., Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Long Beach residents might have noticed it, a dark, sticky substance, kind of like tar, coming from some of the city's magnolia trees. The stuff ends up on the streets and sidewalks and sometimes on people's cars. It's the secretion left behind by an insect called the tulip tree scale, which is infesting and killing magnolia trees. Long Beach officials estimate that of the 7,000 magnolias in the city, 1,000 or more may be affected. In recent years, officials have tried to treat the trees with little success. The infestations, meanwhile, have only gotten worse. The bottom line is that the dead trees will have to be removed.
The president of the L.A. City Council says he's going to try to launch the first public bank here, and the governor has signed a bill allowing municipalities to do that.
Those in favor of public banking say this will lead to more investment in local communities like Los Angeles instead of always focusing on what's good for the Wall Street banks and their bottom line.
Wall Street banks choose for profit. Public banks can choose to let the social good be the prominent factor.
They say it's about time this happened.
And public banking is a long overdue evolutionary step towards creating a just economy.
The activists have been fighting for this for 2 years, and they think with the passage of the bill in Sacramento, people power has prevailed. But they expect to see a battle raging at City Hall, too, as they actually try to launch and get a public bank up and running. In L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.